Jake, lean into it.
Bosley Tug of War are this week's Cheshire's Silt Winners 6.9 Club of the Week. Not many people would perhaps expect a village the size of Bosley to have had so much sporting success, but the Tug of War Club has a long and proud history, winning world, European and over 100 national titles since the club was first formed in the years after the Second World War. Over 70 years later, the club is still going strong, as Club Secretary Alan Knott explains.
We're the founder members of the Tug of War Association, so we've been competing every year in Tug of War Association since 1958, but the club did exist before then, competing in sort of regional athletics meetings, because that's where Tug of War was held then, and then Tug of War Association sort of formed separately from them to take those competitions on. And then in 1964, that was the first international competition, and Bosley went to represent England at that competition as national champions. And then we had a huge string of success ever since then. I think during the sort of 50s, 60s and 70s, the team went unbeaten in the heavyweight for 20 years at one time. Well, I first got involved in tug of war in 1998 now, which, you know, it's flashed by really, but that's quite a long time ago for some people. But yeah, I got involved in 98 through my dad, actually. So my dad first brought me down to training. He's always done tug of war for, you know, since he was a teenager as well, so it was a bit of a family thing for me, and obviously I've stuck at it since.
There is very much a family feel at the club, but not only because of the unity that is needed with a team sport like this, but also because of the family connections that have been constant throughout the club's history. Andy Street followed in his father's footsteps when he began pulling for Bosley, and now Andy coaches the team.
It's probably one of the ultimate team sports there is. Everybody has to move in unison. Everybody has to be connected to each other, mentally more than physically. So when one person moves, the whole team moves in a caterpillar action. He's an absolute sport of precision timing all the way through when it's done at an international level. My father pulled for this club in the 1960s. And we've had that sort of continuity, really, that we've had fathers and sons, brothers, uncles, nephews. They've all sort of come in and gone out and added to the history of the club, and that's been continuous since its start, really. I used to be quite good at most sports, and somebody said, have a go at tug of war, and because my dad had been quite successful, European champion, I always said no, I don't want to have a comparison drawn. And I was goaded enough to have a go, and I could not believe how hard it was. So I thought, I'll stick at it till I'm averagely good and then I'll give up. And after countless nationals, United Kingdoms, Europeans and Worlds, I still don't think I'm good enough, to be fair to some of the people who have been before me. But that's why I did it. That's why I stuck to it, because I couldn't believe how hard it was. And I can't tell anybody how hard it is until they try it themselves. We're a friendly club. We look after people. You know, we welcome people. We want new people.
The club has continued to evolve and attracts participants from a range of backgrounds and occupations. Chris Wood works as a mechanic and has trained and pulled for the club for 15 years, representing England on the international stage.
I sort of went into my local pub and they were putting a little tug-of-war team together for the Bollington Festival. And they'd already wrote my name down. And I did that, quite enjoyed it. And the team that was pulling for the pub, we went on and did the sheepdog trials in Mac. We got absolutely hammered because there were some good teams there. But then a friend I knew said, well, if you enjoy it, come down to Bosley, because he already pulled for them. So I took him up on it, and I went down to Bosley, and then my eyes were open for, you know, what can actually do with the sport and where you can take it. And yeah, that was 15 years ago. When I went down there, you know, I thought I was quite fit, because at the time I was doing sort of a lot of rock climbing and stuff. And then I went down there and had a go with them, and I was like, you know, pretty blown away by what they were able to do and the stamina involved. And then I realised that they were representing England that year as well, and I was like, I sort of thought, wow, you know, the chance to put on an England shirt, you know, I've never going to achieve that in any other sport, but it felt obtainable. Although I knew it'd be hard, it's a club on my doorstep that you could just go and join, and they were representing England, and that was a that was a massive draw for me, and I think it is for a lot of people that do the sport. Certainly if you go to a top club, that's the draw, is it's putting on a national shirt, that's what you go for. So that was my entry, really. That was the start of the journey. You enjoy your ups and your downs, you get injuries, as you do with any sport at a high level. But overall, I found it a very, very good sort of self-building exercise. You find that you've probably got more inside you than you thought you had. It can really help develop your body and mind, realise what you can achieve. And it's nice to see that again in the younger lads and lasses coming through now. It's definitely given me some of my proudest moments. Walking out with an England shirt on, you feel 10 foot tall, every time you get that chance again, it's worth, going out running after you've finished work, going to the gym after you've finished work, going training. It's worth all that hardship, it gives you some big moments, when you're in a big competition wearing an England shirt, or even when you're wearing your Bosley shirt and you come away with a gold medal after, a really tough competition. It's hard to explain what that's like, really. It feels brilliant. It feels like everything's been worthwhile.
Bosley Tug of War Club has gained an international reputation, and they're hoping their most recent successes at last year's National Indoor Championships is the start of another successful period for the club.
We had a very successful indoor season just as COVID was hitting, and we finished in the February when everything shut down in the March, and we were lucky really to get that indoor season behind us, and we won two national championships, and we took a bronze at the indoor United Kingdom Championships, something they've not done since 1970. That's how momentous that was. And we've all just kept in touch over the year, using various social media, and laughed and joked about the first day back training, what it'd be like, and here we are, and we've done it. The hopes really are to keep the club going, and I think if we can get back to a good national standard, then the internationals will obviously just follow on. But I don't think we're far behind that anyway now. I think we're in the top four in the country, no matter which way we decided to go for. So I think really we're on the right, we're back on the way, we're on the way up, and that's it. We're back, so we slowly but surely we've weathered storms, and we're on the way back up to the top again. So watch this space. If you could go to South Africa and walk into any tug-of-war club in South Africa, and they would know who Bosley are. You can do that anywhere in the world, anywhere from literally Canada straight down to the bottom end of Argentina. You would know who Bosley are. They're that well known. It's quite an honour to be part of this club, to be honest with you.
The club returned to training earlier this month, their first session for over a year. They're encouraging new members to try the sport, and anyone can give it a go.
The last time we sort of picked up a rope was in February, when we were doing the indoor version of tug of war. So February 2020, and obviously everything closed down, and then made it obviously very difficult to train. The sport didn't get clearance to sort of go back to training until sort of last July, August, I think it was, by which time it was too late for the Tug of War Association really to get any competitions going. So the competition side of things has been left to this year, and they'll all begin in May. We've started again. Today's our first session, so we're easing back into training first of all, and then we'll start looking to go out to competitions hopefully later in the year. As you saw today, we had some ladies training as well as men. When the club first formed in the 50s, it was very much a male dominated sport, but now you see there's ladies teams taking part, and now also as well we have a mixed weight category, which is for teams of four men and four women, all competing against each other, and that's a new weight category that's come about in the last sort of 10-15 years. It's now an international weight class, and it's becoming one of the most popular actually. So as you can see, it's for pullers of any gender, any age, any size.
Having tried the sport during the club's first session back, it's a sport that tests your endurance, your stamina, and your physical and mental strength. And if you do head down to Bosley Tug of War Club, then you can certainly expect a full body workout.
Yeah, we train twice a week, and the training is brutal. It's so manual. It is old fashioned, but the pressure it puts on your body is immense, but you know, that's an attraction, isn't it? And you don't need much in the way of kit to do it, which helps a lot. You know, you don't need an expensive push bike or equipment. We provide a rope. You know, the biggest outlay is a bit of kit that we have to wear, and we try and get sponsorship for that, and a pair of tug of war boots. And after that, you're away. You've just got to do the training. Tug of war is a big family. All the clubs over the world, you know, we're all amateur, and we all understand the sacrifices that we have to make to train at a high level. So there's a massive amount of respect between individuals, and there's a lot of encouragement as well from other teams when there's an up and coming team. You know, just come and have a look. You don't even have to join in if you don't want to. Just come and have a look and chat to the team. There's lots of teams around the country, and just go and have a look. And you know, if you want to get on, have a go. No one's going to stop you. You know, they'll just put you on at some point, as you found out. You know, it's much encouraged. Just turn up. All you have to do is turn up in some work clothes or gym clothes or a pair of boots, and see if you're up to it. See if you fancy it. And if you do, you just keep turning up. It's as simple as that.
Get in touch with us. You know, we don't turn anyone away. Everyone's welcome to come and give it a go. You know, we understand if, you know, some people might come down for one or two sessions and decide, oh, that's not for me, that's fine, you know, but at least come down and give it a go. And, you know, and if you do like it, you're welcome to come and take it to the next level. When you get on the rope, you actually find it's all your body that's involved it to some extent. You know, people just think, oh, it's your arms, but yes, it's your arms, but you'll feel it across your back and your shoulders, and also your legs as well, because and your core, you're required to sort of keep your body in a straight angle to get maximum leverage against the other team. You're pushing your legs into the ground to try and force the other team over. So yeah, it's a good all-round body workout for anyone who's looking for that kind of thing. It's a good social thing to do as well, and if you get to go to national and international competitions, you get the travel side of it as well.
Bosley is a family club, a historic club, and I think if anybody wants to come, please come down to Bosley and try it out. You'll enjoy yourself.